Hey, right now, would you please help me welcome the Celebration Church Network, especially our two newest campuses, Oakleaf Middleburg and Hardy County, Florida. Come on, give it up. Yes. Man, God bless you guys. We want to welcome you not only South Campus and Orange Park, but also Middleburg Oakleaf and Hardy County, our two newest Celebration Church campuses, as you guys are kicking off your big grand opening weekend. We are so excited to be with you. We are so excited that you're here at Celebration Church today. And this is just the beginning of great things to come. And hey, would you please help me welcome our television audience as well? Come on, let's give it up for our television audience. We're glad you're tuning in today, and we just encourage you to put God first, and we're believing great things for your life in 2007. Well, we're going to talk about for the next couple of weeks. I've entitled the series Fit, and I just really want to talk about just being spiritually fit for 2007. You know, many of us, probably when the new year came around, we made some New Year's resolutions, and maybe you're on an exercise program or an eating program or, you know, getting healthy, whatever, getting organized. All those thoughts seem to come in 2007, but we also want to make an effort to be spiritually fit in 2007. And in fact, the key to all those other, all your other goals working out and working the way that are going to bring you the most benefit is for you to put God first and make sure that you have some spiritual goals and that you're practicing spiritual fitness in 2007. And so for the last couple of weeks, you know, we've been talking about prayer, been talking about fasting and getting in the one-year Bible and things like that. So I kind of want to take those things and kind of package it up into talking about how we do discipleship here at Celebration Church. And when I said that word discipleship, I know for some of you, like, you know, we all had a mental picture, you know, like, whoa, discipleship, you know, like, you know, some of us, that's not a good picture. When we think of, you know, being a disciple, many times, you know, we think of, you know, like, whoa, that's serious, man. You know, that's for like the real spiritual people, you know, and you think of like a small group, you know, with people with big Bibles and open, you know, and everything underlined and, you know, studying Greek and Hebrew and sitting around in a circle. And, you know, if you kind of wanted to kind of get in on it, you know, they kind of give you a holy stare. You know what I'm saying? Just kind of stare. I remember a time I was part of this church and there were some of these discipleship groups, man, and they were so serious and they were so intense. And, you know, you, some of those guys that kind of walk by them, they kind of like, give me a stare. You know, like, you know, you're not getting discipled enough. You know, so I just kind of stare back at them. I stare you, you know. But we have all these different images of discipleship. And really, if we look into God's word, how many of you are thankful for God's word? God's word paints a much bigger picture of discipleship than that. In fact, when we talk about, you know, religion and those different types of environment, that really has nothing to do with what true discipleship is. And so I want to paint a fresh picture for you in that today. And I want you to get excited about being a disciple of Jesus Christ in this year in 2007. So we're going to talk about one of our foundational values here at Celebration Church. And first, I just want to let you know the mission here at Celebration Church. We believe in empowering people to live a God-first life. And if you have your bulletin, you can, and you want to fill in the blanks or do sermon notes, you know, if you like that kind of thing, you can find those in your bulletins. But we believe in empowering people to live a God-first life. And our mission is this, really the same that every church's mission should be. It comes from the Great Commission that Jesus said in Matthew 28:19 when he tells us to go and make disciples. So how many of you know, if Jesus is telling us to go and make disciples, what we understand discipleship should be is pretty important. Can you agree with me on that? That's pretty important. If that's what Jesus says the mission of the church is, to make disciples, then it's very important how we understand what discipleship is and what discipleship looks like. So at Celebration Church, when we say we empower people to live a God-first life, that's just kind of our unique way of talking about people putting God first, them being disciples of Jesus Christ and having God work in there. It's just our unique way of saying that. And if you go to Celebration Church, you hear us talk about all the time, put God first. Put him first in your life. Put him first in your decisions. Put him first in your family. Put him first in your finances. And so we have five foundational values. We actually have three streams of values here at Celebration. We have cultural values. We have expressional values. But we also have foundational values. Those foundational values come under that mission statement there. And our foundational values, we believe in experiential worship. What that means is, man, we don't just believe in singing in songs, but we want you to experience the presence of God when you sing those songs. Can I have a good amen? We want you to experience the presence and power of God. We believe in authentic relationships, the way we do groups and just kind of the way we hang and operate around here. We're not into the phony deal. Can I have a good amen? We're not into being people that we're not. We're into being real and all that kind of stuff. We believe in strategic service. That means, you know, hey, yeah, that we appreciate you helping where help is needed, but eventually we want to find that place of service in the church that really fits your gift mix, that you really like. And we also believe in impactful evangelism. And so what that means is we believe in evangelism that actually impacts people. And so there's different streams. We believe in relational evangelism. We believe in influencing people through media and those different things. It's not just one thing. It's what works in that culture. And I just encourage you to continue to invite people to church. Invest in people and invite them to church where they can experience of God. But another foundational value that we have here at Celebration Church is about discipleship. And this is in your notes. At Celebration Church, we believe in transformational discipleship. Everybody say transformational. Now, this is huge because this begins to paint the picture of the type of discipleship that we believe in. In other words, we believe in transformation. In other words, discipleship that actually works. Discipleship that actually changes you from the inside out. A discipleship philosophy that you can actually take God's word and put it into practice, that undergirds putting into practice biblical principles in your life that aren't a quick fix, that don't just conform you from the outside in, but they get in your heart, you put them into practice, and they change you from the inside out. How many of you know God wants to do a great work of change in our life? And if we're going to be the disciples he's called us to be, we want to cooperate with God in 2007, and we want to allow God to come in and change us from the inside out. Bring us peace in areas. Bring us joy in areas. Bring us freedom in areas. Bring us further along in our purpose of God, further along in our knowledge of God. We want to be the type of disciple it's fresh and it's new and things aren't stale, and God's always doing a new work in our life and continually progressing us along in his purpose. So I want to talk about kind of three streams of that and what that looks like and what that means. And the first thing, and the first couple are kind of the means to an end, but the first thing is really what people think all discipleship is for the most part, but it's only a very first step. And that is this: discipleship is about learning. Discipleship is about learning. Let me read you this scripture here. But that's a means to an end. And most people, they think of discipleship as, they think it's just studying. They think it's getting in a group and studying the Bible. And that is extremely important. That's a big, big value here. We have several environments. We have the Wednesday night Bible Along in a Year. We have small group environments. We have orientated. We have on-ramp. We have all these different streams that are great learning environments. So that's a very, very important stream. But that's just a means to an end. Look what God's word tells us. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15, it says, "And how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ." All Scripture, everybody say all Scripture. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. So learning the Word of God is huge. At Celebration Church, we believe in biblical authority. That's where everything comes from. If the Bible says it, we believe it. If the Bible's for it, we're for it. If the Bible's against it, we are against it. The Word of God is our absolute foundation and authority. And the Bible says not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed. There's that transformational word, by the renewing of your mind. So we believe in getting into the Word of God and allowing the living, active Word of God to come in and renew our mind and get into our hearts and bring us those biblical principles that will make a big difference in our lives. This scripture says this, watch. All scripture is inspired by God. Let's all say that together real quickly. All scripture is inspired by God. So let me just blow this out at you. Okay, listen. All scripture is equally inspired, but not all scripture is equally applicable. There goes a hole in some theology. Listen. All scripture is equally inspired, but not all scripture is equally applicable. What I mean by that is this. Watch this. You're going to agree with me in just a few seconds. How many of you know Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, I can do all things through Jesus Christ who gives me strength. That is much more applicable in your everyday life than possibly a genealogy from the Old Testament where Hazak begat Zizak. In other words, when you're facing daily challenges of life, you're not going to face a challenge and go, man, but Hazak begat Zizak. I know I can do it. Now listen, genealogies are beautiful. In fact, in the Wednesday night, in the one-year Bible, we'll pull out great truths from the genealogies and what they mean. It's equally inspired. But how many of you know Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life? John 14, 6. How many of you know that is much more applicable than how much hyssop is to be used on this sacrifice that it talks about in the book of Leviticus? Both equally inspired. But I encourage you to know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and to really get that down in your heart and your spirit, possibly before the different ways that hyssop was used in the Levitical system of sacrifices. Are you following what I'm saying? All scripture is equally inspired. It's all God. Here at Celebration Church, we teach balance. We will teach on that some, but we want to focus on the main passages of scripture that will bring the most transformation into your life. Can I have a good amen? It's good to learn, but discipleship is not just about learning. It's also about, that's why family is a huge need. We need to know everything. That is a huge applicable portion of scripture. So family, your finances, overcoming adversity, all those different types of things, that is a big why behind the what and how we believe people be discipled. We want you to know the book. We teach the whole Bible, know the genealogies, but we're going to focus a little bit more on those scriptures that can bring the most urgent transformation into our lives that we need. Can I have an amen? So it is about learning, but that's a mean to an end. Watch this. But discipleship is also about living. Philippians chapter 4. Man, this is big. Philippians chapter 4. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into what? Practice. Put into practice, and the peace of God will be with you. So watch this. What does it say in James? Let's not just be hearers of the word, but doers of the word. So in other words, here's what the Apostle Paul's saying. Where does the transformation come? When we learn it? Where do you start experiencing transformation? When do you start experiencing the peace of God? When you learn it? When you hear it? Or when you put it into practice? He says, the things you learn, that's great. You got to learn them. All scripture, that's our foundation. We've got to get the Word of God in us to renew our minds. It's a living Word. It's active. It's the seed that changes us from the inside out. But there's a crucial step if you want to start experiencing the transformation, the peace, the joy, the satisfaction, faith in action. If you want to start experiencing that, you're going to have to take that and you're going to have to put it into practice. Put it into practice. Biggest disconnect in teaching the Word of God. We hear the Word of God, but then we walk right out of here and we don't put it into practice. We come in and we say, yeah, amen on a message on forgiveness, and we walk right out of here and go take revenge. We hear a message about this or that, and we walk right out and we don't put it into practice, and we wonder why we're still confused. We wonder why we're not experiencing a breakthrough. We wonder why this thing is still going on. We've got to take the principles of God and put them into practice. Many times we're focused on the promise of God, and that's huge. We believe and we focus on the promises of God. But listen, if you'll just put into practice the principles of God, the law of sowing and reaping will take effect, and the promise will take care of it automatically. I promise, if you love your wife, if you cherish your wife, if you honor your wife, if you prefer your wife, I promise you, you're going to have a blessed marriage. Do you see what I'm saying? And you can quote, you know, my household will be saved and this and that, and we can quote all the promises. It will never happen until the principles that relate to that promise are put into practice. That's where we're transformed on the inside. That's where things really begin to happen. So understand this. Yes, discipleship is about learning. But man, the Bible also says knowledge puffs up and love edifies. And there are institutions, and man, they learn you to death. But they don't give you things that you can put into practice in your everyday life and really see some transformation and really see God at work and really see some breakthrough in some areas and really experience a miracle in your life. I'm telling you, God wants to do great things. God is a God of the supernatural. But we've got to take what we learn. We've got to take what we hear. We've got to take the Word of God, and we've got to put it into practice. All right. I'm getting a little excited. Okay, look. So we take it and we put it into practice. So it's about learning. And that's why here we believe in relevance. That's why you get things here at Celebration Church where you can take Sunday and put it into practice on Monday. That's where transformation begins in your life. We believe in transformational discipleship. And the final thing here, and this is really the end of the means of learning and the means of living. The final thing is discipleship is about loving. It's about loving. Watch this. Jesus said in John chapter 13, verse 35, he said, by this everyone will know that you're my disciples. In other words, real discipleship. What does the transformation look like? By this everyone will know that you're my disciples. If you learn, do you see what I'm saying? If you study more, if you have a pious look, if you what? Love one another. You know, do you see? Love is the product of transformation. Jesus is saying, when he said, go and make disciples, you know what he said? He said, go and bring the word of God in such a way, preach it in such a way where it can actually transform people's lives from the inside out, where all of a sudden they love God more. Love the Lord your God and with all your heart, soul, and strength. That's what transformation brings. It brings your relationship with God instead of a have to, it's a want to. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. Loving God, loving people, where that vertical love for God is measured and manifest in our love for people. Let me help you with this. Watch this. Think about the problems in your life. How many of your problems involve another person? Just think about that. How many of your problems and challenges don't involve any people? Probably none. Do you see? So what Jesus is saying, see, it's all about love. When we have the love of God on the inside of us, we're able to engage, believe, overcome the situations that can bring us the most difficulty. Bringing the love of God from heaven into this world, in you and through you to other people. That's Christ-likeness. That's true discipleship. That's what Jesus wants to produce in our lives as we learn from his word, as we put it into practice. He wants us to show the world and one another his love. Let's pray. Father, we thank you.
Thank you for joining us for this week's message. Our prayer is that it will help you to live a God-first life. For more information about Celebration Church and other available resources, please visit our website at www.celebration.org.